say they've arrested 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc in connection to the suspicious packages characterized as pipe bombs that were sent to prominent Democrats. It's still unknown, however, if all the packages have been discovered. But AP Sagar Magani tells us two were found today alone, taking the total number up to at least a dozen.
The total stands at 12 after two more packages were found. One was addressed to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, the other to former National Intelligence Chief Jim Clapper. None of the dozen crude devices detonated, and investigators are looking at whether that was deliberate or if they were just poorly made. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says federal agencies are on the hunt.
We will find the person and persons responsible.
President Trump notes the timing, days before the midterm elections, tweeting, "Republicans are doing so well in early voting, and now this, quote, bomb stuff happens, and the momentum greatly slows." Sagar Magani at the White House.
And it is still unknown whether or not the 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc is the only suspect. Turkey's leader is criticizing Saudi accounts of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death, AP's Chris Torsha reports.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan was a lot sharper than in the past, again, pushing the Saudi leaders to say where the body is. Turkey's also described some of the initial explanations by Saudi Arabia as childish.
Meanwhile, activists in Turkey held a vigil for the slain journalist Thursday night. As part of the observance for the Washington Post columnist, someone portrayed Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman with blood on his hands outside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi entered the consulate to handle a marriage matter with his Turkish fiancé more than 3 weeks ago, but he never came out. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As a caravan of Central American migrants makes its way to Mexico's northern border, U.S. President Trump has labeled their hopes of entering the United States as a national emergency. More than 2,000 members of the National Guard have already been deployed to the area. On Thursday, Mr. Trump warned that he would deploy military troops to the border to prevent the caravan from entering the United States. Mr. Trump has blasted Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala for not stopping their citizens from departing for the United States. He said Monday he would begin cutting off reducing foreign aid to those countries and threatened last week to use military troops to close the border. A woman armed with a knife launched an attack on kindergarten students in western China Friday morning, injuring 14. That person attacked the youngsters as they were returning to the school after their morning exercises. All the students were taken to the hospital. 39-year-old woman taken into custody. The Koreas and the United Nations command have moved ahead with plans to de-escalate tension in the Truce Village. VOA Steve Miller reports the plan to reduce troops and remove all firearms has gone into effect.
Beginning Friday, October 26, there will be no armed personnel inside the joint security area of the Korean Demilitarized Zone. North and South Korea, along with the United Nations Command, agreed last week to implement a wide range of tension-reducing measures. In addition to the elimination of firearms, both sides will reduce the number of personnel stationed in Panmunjom to 35. Once disarmament has been mutually verified, it's expected that tourists from the North and South will be able to freely move about the area. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Japan and China took an important step Friday to elevate their relationship, marking what Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called a historic turning point in ties between the two Asian neighbors. During meetings, the two countries signed a $30 billion currency swap aimed at facilitating money exchanges for businesses. They also agreed on a range of security, economic, and diplomatic agreements, while private businesses sealed dozens of deals. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now set to host French, German, and Russian leaders Saturday at a four-way summit on the Syrian civil war. That summit seeks to build a ceasefire between Syrian rebels and government forces brokered by Moscow and Ankara. The Istanbul summit is a result of last month's deal in Sochi, Russia, struck by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin that prevented a Syrian government offensive against the northwest Idlib province. The White House has formally invited President Vladimir Putin to Washington. That's according to U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton. President Trump held a summit with Putin in Helsinki, the Finnish capital, and then issued Putin an invitation to visit Washington in autumn. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA1, all the hits and more. VOA1.